From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Token, in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Trope's detective cast met Token in a quiet curiosity shop, where she sat surrounded by small, ordinary objects, each one glowing very faintly. Token was a gentle, deep-eyed creature, with a wide cloak full of little pockets, and from each pocket she could draw a small object. But every object she held seemed to glow with a meaning far bigger than itself. She lifted a tiny key, and somehow it felt like a fresh start. She lifted a single feather, and it felt like freedom. She lifted a small cracked cup, and it felt like something broken that still loved. "Your little objects feel huge," a young detective said softly. Token nodded, her deep eyes warm. "That's the quiet magic," she said. "My name is Token. I keep the symbols, small things that stand for big ideas." She held up the tiny key. "This is just a key, but in a story, it can stand for hope, or a new beginning, or a secret about to open. The object is real and small. The meaning it carries is large."
The detectives gathered round the glowing objects. "How is that different from a metaphor?" one asked, thinking of Fairy. "A good question, detective," Token said. "Fairy says one thing is another. The world is a stage. But a symbol doesn't say anything. It just is. A real object, sitting in the story, quietly carrying a big meaning." She set a small white dove feather on the table, and it seemed to fill the room with a feeling of peace, though no one had said the word. "I didn't tell you peace," Token said gently. "The feather did. That's a symbol. It lets a story show a big idea instead of announcing it." A young detective breathed out. "So the reader feels the meaning without being told." "Yes," Token said. "And the feeling they find themselves is the one they keep."
Trope asked Token to join the detective cast. "These young detectives explain everything out loud," Trope said. "They never let an object carry a meaning. I think you could teach them to use a symbol." Token smiled, deep and warm. "I'll come," she said. "I do love a small thing that means a great deal." So Token joined the cast, and the detective stories began to glow with quiet meaning.
When Trope teaches symbolism, Token leads, drawing objects from her pockets. "Pick something real in your story," she tells the detectives, "and let it carry a bigger idea. A wilting flower for a fading friendship. A locked door for a secret. A sunrise for a fresh chance. Don't explain it. Just let the object sit there and mean it." A young detective had a character simply say she felt trapped. Token suggested an object instead, a bird in a cage by the window. The detective wrote it in, and now the reader felt the trapped feeling, watching that caged bird, without a word of explaining. "That's a symbol," Token said. "You showed the big idea with a small thing." "Here's the detective's clue," she added. "A symbol is an object that keeps showing up, or that the story lingers on, that seems to mean more than it should. When you notice a writer pausing on a small thing, a ring, a scar, a storm, ask yourself, what bigger idea is this standing for? That's how you catch a symbol."
After the lesson, Token sat with the detectives in the quiet shop, turning the small, cracked cup gently in her hands. For a long time, Token had wondered if she was too quiet to matter. The other figures of speech announced themselves, bold metaphors, loud sound words, clinking chains. She just held small things and let them mean. She'd wondered if anyone even noticed her quiet magic. But turning the little cracked cup in the soft light, Token understood her gift most deeply. Her quietness was the magic.
A symbol works precisely because it doesn't announce itself. It lets a reader discover the big meaning on their own, in their own heart. And a meaning you find yourself is one you never forget. She didn't need to be loud. She trusted the reader and the small glowing object to do the rest. A warm, deep contentment settled over her, like a held keepsake. She was the quiet one who let small things mean everything. And she tucked the little cup back into its pocket, glad.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Token. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.